Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, how are you?
Doing well, buddy. I'm so happy to be back home after a couple weeks on the road. So I'm in a great mood.
Oh, nice. Mattawonik's really annoyed at you that you didn't ask the Prime Minister about oil prices yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was my next question, but my producer cut me off. So, you know, what am I going to do?
That's good. I thought you guys were going to hug it out there for a sec. That would have been awesome.
Well, you know, I mean, he's actually, I found it to be quite personable. And
we had a nice talk in the commercial break and a chance to chat a little bit. And decent guy. Seemed like he definitely knows his hockey.
Oh, yeah, he's a huge hockey fan. There's no doubt about that, for sure. What a great game. And, you know, we haven't talked about it a whole bunch, but I will say this. The reason the rivalry is so great is because both teams are good. You can't have a rivalry that's one-sided. And, you know, when it was 5-1, you know, I saw people on Twitter, it's over, Russia can't, they don't have it. And I'm like, wait a second. The thing I love about junior hockey is it's more free-flowing, there are more mistakes, and it allows for comebacks like that. And that made the game infinitely more entertaining to me to have a third period that was 5-4.
Oh, man, and we were loving it too because, you know, that'll keep people watching. But, yeah, that's the beauty of that tournament and often the beauty of junior hockey because these are still teenagers, right? They're kids. And so, you know, what does it take to come back in a game? Well, it takes enthusiasm and energy, excitement, and teenage athletes have that in abundance, right? And, well, what does it take to hang on to a lead? It takes maturity, poise. Well, they're still learning that part of the game. So that's why no lead is safe, and any team can come back. And that's what – it's just such a great mix. And like you say, mistakes are made. Guys get nervous in the moment. Great performances. Performers emerge. So it's a great stage. I thought the tournament was awesome, and really a fitting finish last night.
No, it was outstanding. So many good storylines to that game. And, you know, the only question I had a little bit was when Connor McDavid was stapled to the bench for like 14 minutes. And I understand there's a penalty or two, but the minute the penalty's over, that guy's on the ice for me.
Yeah, and he just got better and better and better as the tournament went on. So I agree with you. I know Ray pointed it out in game that they needed to try and find a way to get him back on the ice, but... and yeah, you could definitely raise an eyebrow at that. But I mean, there were so few instances through the course of this tournament where I took much issue with anything Benoit Grue did. He just seemed to have such a good touch feel with this team. I thought he handled himself really well behind the bench with this group.
You think he gets a look in the pros again soon?
Yeah, I think potentially. I mean, anytime you win a World Junior gold medal and you acquit yourself well like he's done, I think teams would definitely be interested. I mean, I don't know that it's stepping right into a head job necessarily, but I think that he probably gets a look, and whether it's whether it's an American League head job or an NHL assistance job or who knows what exactly it looks like, but I think he acquitted himself well, and I think teams are looking for good up-and-coming coaches, and he's been around a while now. And so, yeah, I would say, yeah, that he'll get a look. I mean, if Dave Cameron, who lost that game in Buffalo 4 years ago, can end up in the National Hockey League, then Benoit Grue, who won a gold medal in Toronto, probably is going to find his way there.
Edmonton Oilers fans watched last night with great interest in the hopes of the future for the play of Darnell Nurse, defenseman who skates incredibly well. I was cautioning people saying, you know what, it's great that he dominates and that's what you want against his peers and that's what you should want because you need to dominate to go to the next level. But it's a lot harder when you get to play the heavier forwards. And do you think the Edmonton Oilers, after the decision they made with Leon Draisaitl today, do you think they will realize that the best thing for Darnell Nurse after watching Oscar Klefbom's development is even a few, you know, a half season at the very least in the American Hockey League next year?
I think some people will, and I think some people won't. And we'll just have to wait and see who wins and what that looks like. I think that the way the organization has been run, Darnell Nurse will be in the starting rotation come next year. That's what the history would dictate that they will do. Now, they're taking a look at the way they're doing everything and questioning and wondering if they should be doing it differently. But, I mean, I would strongly consider, if I were the Oilers, putting enough players in place that they, without batting an eye, can start both Draisaitl and Darnell Nurse in the American Hockey League next season and let them play there and work their way up. And I mean, you could have Darnell Nurse scrambling to be an everyday NHL defenseman next year, or you could have him comfortable and succeeding in the American League. So I just don't know if enough people in important enough positions in the organization will be on board with that plan, because there's an impatience for Darnell Nurse to arrive because they need what he brings so badly.
Oh, there's no arguing that, but one player can't change everything.
Yeah.
And putting guys over their heads, we've seen that does not work. They've got to learn it at some point, don't they?
Well, you'd think so, yeah. I mean, you'd think that a history would show them that they need to... The problem is they need to stock the organization in a way that allows them to keep these guys in the American League without having to go out and sign people and pay them too much money to come in and be the stopgap, right? Like, and again, that goes back to drafting and developing. I mean, there should have been, organizationally, there should have been another center or two somewhere within the organization that could have pushed so that if Draisaitl wasn't ready this year, it was kind of no big deal. But they just didn't have that. They just don't have the depth in the organization. Should be the same on defense. Darnell Nurse should be in an absolute fight for his life to have a spot on the NHL roster next year. And really, the numbers should be stacked against him for a 20-year-old to stick around. So, but it's up to the guys running the thing to put enough bodies in place to have enough depth there that they're not there unless they truly belong, and that just hasn't been the case.
Ryan Rashog joins us. Shogger, the Edmonton Oilers, I don't know, you know, at the World Juniors, maybe you haven't been able to watch as many games as you'd like of the Oilers, but I'll say this. I have noticed a significant difference in guys actually going to the net, and and getting shots on goal. Something that we've been preaching, you know, that never happened really consistently for the last year and a half. And I know it's only a short period of time, but I think once you get that habit in, it's a lot easier to maintain it than it is to try to instill it. And the other difference is just, you know, they're really on a two-man forecheck instead of one. They seem to be a lot more aggressive than they were under Aikens. What do you see?
Yeah, and I haven't been able to see it a ton of it. I've watched parts of their games, but we had some games I was working the same nights. But I definitely see what you're talking about in terms of the more aggressive forecheck. The one thing that I heard you talking about in the last segment that I'm interested in, and now that I'm home after a couple of days off here, I'll be able to get a bit of a beat on it, but what their practices look like, and it sounds like you've seen, but you are noticing a difference in what, the tempo of their practice, or what the type of drills they're running, or what are you seeing?
Well, Shogger, I have a real article on that coming out, and so I don't want to tip it off, coming out in the Edmonton Journal, likely sometime during game time tonight. It'll definitely be in the paper tomorrow, but it'll be online tonight. And yeah, I had a very nice. Upfront conversation with a member of the Edmonton Order players who put it pretty bluntly that, yeah, there's a significant difference in their pace at practice and their intensity at practice, and it all comes from one guy, Todd Nelson.
Yeah, and that's interesting, you know. Like, it's funny, when you think about McTavish and wanting to get on the bench for this transition period, Todd Nelson, as he's had the bench now for a number of games, I mean, he's kind of looking like at no point did he really need his hand to be held. Like, they kind of couldn't have got out of his way fast enough almost, because looks like since he's been able to do what he wants to do with it, he's been able to get a little bit more in the way of results. And so good for him. And Todd deserves this look he's getting. He really, really does deserve it. And, at the end of the day, the job, I think, quite possibly, quite likely, I would say, ends up going to him. But he deserves the look he's getting. And it's funny, you know, the minute that they, as an organization, sort of throw their hands up in the air and start thinking, okay, let's look to the draft, well, that's when the hockey gods come and start gnawing on you and you start winning games. And that sort of seems like that's what's happening here. The organization starts making moves with the draft in mind, and all of a sudden, the team has something to say about that, and they're picking up points.
Well, they're playing better. It's you know what? And I agreed with you earlier that you know, one player wasn't going to do it, but if you were ever going to tank it this year, you just saw him up front and personal. And a guy like Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel, those guys are different than most other number one and number two picks.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know, and by the way, I mean, when we were talking after the first couple of games of the tournament, I was really impressed with Eichel. And he seemed to, his level went the other way a little bit as the tournament went on. And of course, they had the early exit, whereas Connor just got better and better and better. And, you know, when you think about it, there was McDavid after 5 weeks off coming back and playing at the highest level he'd ever played at. I mean, I know he'd been at the World Junior before, but that's the highest caliber he'd ever played at. And after 5 weeks off, so it was a slower start for him, but by the end of the tournament, I mean, he was awesome. And such a talent. And I mean, I don't see the Sidney Crosby generational type talent thing necessarily happening. But this guy is definitely in that upper echelon of number one overall picks that we've seen. You know, he's probably in that hemisphere somewhere between Stamkos and Crosby, somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Caliber of prospect.
Yeah, I was laughing at people who felt after two junior games, oh, this kid's not Crosby. And then at the end of the tournament, oh, what did he do? He outscored Sidney Crosby, what Crosby had when he was at the same age at the World Junior Tournament. So I think it's especially coming off of 6 weeks. No, a very special player, speed and acceleration, just, you know, like Crosby, great players. And now, to score 102 points as a rookie in the NHL is going to be extremely hard, because when Crosby broke in, he came in after the lockout, and that was the, you know, one of the high scoring seasons we've seen. I think it's very, very hard to, you know, I'd say virtually impossible for a rookie to get 102 points in today's game.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that Connor is not built like Sid was when Sid hit the league, right? Like, Sid was Sid was a little bit thicker, I guess we'll say. Like, he wasn't massive or anything, but Connor's very slight, for sure. He's very slight. So it'll be a little bit of a different challenge physically for him when he does break it.
Shogger, you enjoy the night off, because I know you're not going to the game. Well-deserved night off. We'll see you later this week.
Okay, buddy. Look forward to it. Look forward to your article. Send it to me on Twitter, and we'll throw it out there.
All right, buddy.